a sign.
Hi, is Al there?
Deceit.
Hey, Al, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Bank of Cardiff, great.
Good.
What's the name of the company?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a business bank, and I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer the bank mailed out to the business about two and a half weeks ago. It looks like the offer was based on some financing you did with Huntington National back in 2012. Does that ring a bell?
I've never financed nothing through Huntington in my life.
Oh, really? That's what it looks like down here. Well, anyways, I mean, it looks like we have the business pre-approved for equipment financing and some working capital. Looks like up to 250K. So I just want to circle back with you and see what you got in the pipeline where you guys might need some financing.
Fortunately for me and unfortunately for you, I don't.
Yeah. Well, no, that's good, though.
Unless you're giving money away at about 1%, I'd probably borrow some.
Yeah, we were doing that last week.
We giving away for 1%?
Yeah, last week. I'm just kidding. Yeah, so, like, do you have anything coming up? Like how's business been with for you this year so far?
We're rocking.
You're rocking? Yeah. Is this the busy time, or is it more toward the summer?
We're always busy.
No, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we do equipment financing. That's our bread and butter. And then we also do working capital. We can free up 10 to 15% of top-line revenue.
Well, fortunately, I'm sitting on a lot of cash. And,
oh, that's great.
I have always lived by the rule that when I was a little kid, everywhere I went, the bank always had the biggest building in the rural communities, the urban areas. The banks were always the biggest bank, and I could never figure it out because they only got one product, money.
Yeah, I hear you.
So with that, as a young kid, I decided to never borrow money.
How does it work? How did you build your capital to start the business?
You do without when you're a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my business, I started with $2,000 on a credit card and paid it off the first month.
Oh, great. And then you've been rocking ever since?
Yeah, that was 26 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And houses, anything I buy. Bought this whole corner here. Everything I buy, I just pay cash.
You just pay cash? It's always kind of been your... That's good.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You know, I don't know what part of town or country you're from, but around here you can still pick up a house for $50,000 or $60,000.
Yeah.
And get $1,200 a month in rent.
Yeah, see, that's not bad at all.
So, if you understand compounding interest, that means, you know, $1,000 a month is 12. Mm-hmm. 6-7 years later, you got all your money back plus some.
Yeah.
Buy another house. Now you got $2,000 a month coming in.
Uh-huh.
And then you don't need a bank.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, you kind of have that.
But unfortunately, everybody has to have things now, so.
Yeah, exactly.
And you guys got plenty of clientele, I'm sure.
No, yeah, we do. That's
people
why
begging for money.
It's true. It's kind of sad, actually. Like,
it's extremely sad.
Yeah. But it's great you have that, you know.
I'm giving you that lesson in life. If you want to know how to get ahead, you pay cash for everything.
I hear you. I hear you, Al.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay, when I was your age, I bought a 4-family, right?
Uh-huh.
Back then, interest rates were 8-9%. Kept that 4-family for 10 years, hardly made anything,
because
obviously the bank was making it, right?
Yeah.
And then I sold it, and I still owed almost what I paid.
Really?
Because it was a 30-year note.
Oh, yes.
I hardly knocked anything down.
That's crazy.
That was another life lesson for me.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, I paid the bank over $100,000. They made all the money. I didn't make shit.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah. No.
Just rules to live by, my brother.
Rules to live.
If you want wealth when you get into your 50s, life is easy if you play your cards right when you're your age.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the call, though, bro.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it was good talking to y'all. Have a good one.
All right, man. Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye.